This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On Joy Now, Transpositions. A safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
That's right, it is Tuesday night and you are listening to Transpositions here on Joy 94.9. I'm Mixie and we've got...
I'm Michelle.
Hey. G'day Michelle, how are you?
Doing good, love. How are you?
Yeah, I'm so good. It's so good to see you, actually.
And likewise.
Yeah, I've got to start some background music going on here.
Exactly. Yeah. So, how was your weekend?
You know what? My weekend was quite interesting. You know why my weekend was interesting?
Why was your weekend interesting, Mixie?
So, my weekend was interesting because I went to your house.
Uh-huh.
And I had the world's greatest laugh just watching you screaming and screaming. Watching, of all things, surgery videos, trans-related surgery videos.
Now, people do understand. You come over, we were gas-bagging and talking about plotting for shows coming up and whatever. And we're looking at different videos, different ideas, different songs. And then next thing you know, as YouTube is, next thing you know, was it Dr. Sandra with the pimple popper?
Oh my God, that is so funny.
And that is disgusting. And the next thing you know, Mixie starts throwing up SRS surgeries and breast augmentation. And I'm just like, bleh.
Get
rid of it. Oh, it was just disgusting.
It was interesting.
If you're ever considering doing any of these things, do not watch the videos first. I'm totally off. Forget it. I'm done.
Well, look, I tell you what, on a better news and a better light, we've got an amazing guest with us tonight, author Nicola Jane Chase, and she's with us talking about her book, Teen Transition.
Now, Nicola is, she's taking time out of her Australian holiday from New York to come and talk to us about her book, Teen Transition. She says it herself. She's equipped with my British heritage, Asian connections, and a New York state of mind. Hi, Nicola. How are you going today?
You know, it's great. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, absolutely happy. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. We have got our amazing guest with us, Nicola. She has joined us all the way from New York.
I'm tired already. Yes.
Did you just flew in and you came straight from the airport
just to see
us?
I know.
We feel so special. Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. It is a joy to be back in Melbourne. Actually, I was here 4 years ago, and I kind of missed it since. To be honest, it just really is nice to be back.
It's a joy to have you at Joy.
Well, there you go.
It just meant to be. It's meant to be.
I was told when I moved here that. If you want the tourist holiday, you go to Sydney. Mm-hmm. If you want to eat good, you come to Melbourne.
That makes sense. That does make sense. I mean, just walking along the South Bank, just coming here this evening, and just going by, I don't know, 15 different restaurants and different flavors and different people. It's just beautiful.
Get the smells that are just wafting out of the restaurants.
Yes. I tell you something else that made an impression was all the Chinese New Year stuff.
Oh yeah.
So just to get again on the south side of the river, you've got all sort of different horoscope things. It's just beautiful.
Melbourne really is a melting pot.
It is a great place to be. It's an awesome place.
Yeah,
I love
definitely.
The city.
Now, let's get into the nitty gritty. Now, you've so kindly taking time out of your Australian holiday, spend time with us.
Your
book's name is Tea and Transition.
It is.
And as you've said it yourself, equipped with my British heritage,
I do.
Asian connections.
I have.
And a New York state of mind.
I do think so, yes.
I transversed three continents to confront my past life as a DJ and broadcaster and my future one with a new voice.
Yes. Yes, well, the broadcaster thing is interesting. The voice thing is interesting as well because, yes, I lived in Hong Kong for 10, 12 years, something like that. And for all that time, I was working on a radio station. I was doing what you girls do. So, you know, it's lovely to be back in a studio. But back then, I was somebody else.
Yeah.
And so that was, the past. sense that I've embraced who I am and move forward. And the voice and being able to sort of, I don't know, present myself as the woman I am is a big deal for me. And it's quite important.
I really found your book quite interesting. And
thank you.
And now, as I was saying, as the American expat here, I'm going to, I was actually, this is the bit that made me laugh is actually pronouncing your name and how we would pronounce it, Nicola. And, yes. And you cringe every time it happens.
I do.
Which I laughed out loud by.
How does this work?
Well, it's Nicola Jane Chase. Yeah. And in the States, Nicola is, it's an alien name. That it's not a naturally sort of American name. So when they see it, they think, oh, well, the nearest is Nicole. That's a very familiar name. So it must be an A on the end. So it must be Nicola.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting used to it now.
Well, I did laugh out loud.
It still drives me nuts.
I did laugh out like a lunatic. I'm pronouncing, Nicole.
So when you read it, what would you have said?
Nicola.
Okay. So you've been here a while.
I've been here too long.
But you see, you're also starting sentences with look. Which is a very Aussie thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
So you're now definitely.
Well, Michelle, yes. I think you said a little while ago you've been here about 13 or 14 years. Now.
Yeah, look, mate, I've been here.
Look.
I'm more Aussie than some of the Aussies, all right.
But there's a sort of bit of a running joke, you know, an Australian and an Englishman and an American walks into a bar.
we're pretty
we've
close.
We've got three of us here.
To a radio station.
Yeah, to a radio station, but we're not men. Not men.
Now you said that your book. Now I loved that you were. So this originally was a journal that
yes.
evolved into a book.
That's right. Yes.
And what I loved is how you were having a cup of tea while you're writing. And it was just like, I loved the humor and it kind of felt like you were there with you when you were kind of writing it.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I think it's quite important, to do a subject like this with humor. I mean, I've seen quite a lot of, trans books and topics about our, you know, big subject. And they can be a little bit too serious and they can be a little bit sort of, oh, woe is me, I was in the wrong body. And I felt that the way that I wanted to tell my story was, yes, through humor, through the experiences I had, which really are all true. Everything that is in the book really did happen. Mm. And to do that with just experience and just to say, well, it actually wasn't all bad. There were some fun times and it did sort of work out happily ever after.
I guess as well, it's like you said, you know, you always see these different stories and they all seem to be the carbon copy thing. Well, I knew when I was four
yes,
I struggled when I was in my teens
exactly.
and then I had a bit of suicide attempt.
Right.
But with yours, it was all of a sudden we're DJing at the top of a, you know, with Sheikhs in Abu Dhabi. And I'm like,
that's right.
Well, this is insane. This is cool.
I know. I was definitely, out of the normal sort of trend, and that yes, for 30 something years of my life, yes, I am that old. For 30 something years of my life, I was a pretty happy heterosexual male.
Well, you're doing well for 40, hun. You're doing
thank
great.
You. So
you look amazing. I'm jealous.
Thank you. You know, and people say, "Well, no, you weren't." So no, I really was. I wasn't closet. I wasn't hiding something. I really was.
Yeah.
And then I didn't quite see, you know, the transgender thing coming, but it did. And then I didn't see the sexuality shift happening either. So to go from straight guy to straight woman was probably the biggest surprise to me as to anybody.
Because what happens traditionally with trans people is your sexuality, what you're attracted
right.
to, doesn't change.
Exactly, yes.
How did it manifest itself in your case? How did you start to feel that change mentally?
That's a really good question, Megan, because it just happened. I hate the word organically, but it really did happen organically. Mm. This was the time when I was wondering quite who I was. I was going out in New York. I was cross-dressing. And I wasn't quite sure what I was. I wasn't completely male, but I wasn't completely female. I had, I was doing work as a man, especially on the radio. And then I was doing other things as a woman. So it was a little bit of a sort of hodgepodge. Mm. And that was before I started any sort of hormone therapy. But occasionally when I went out, and I went out as a woman with my big curly wig and you know, sort of rather too much makeup and all these sorts of crazy things that I did before. And I would sort of start looking at men. I thought, well, that's strange. Why would I do that? Because I don't like men. And this sort of developed. And then I started looking at women. I thought, oh, she's nice, but it's not like I want to see her naked, you know. It was some sort of shift, and that was before any sort of hormone therapy. I should stress that as well.
So that was just before hormones.
Exactly, it was, yes. And then after that, it sort of strengthened, but it was already there. That was the weird thing, that it was definitely sort of something that was there already.
Because I was talking to a doctor a little while ago, and he said to me, look, what might happen with hormones is, like, you may find that your sexuality changes, that you might be start to become more attracted to men. I used to think, oh, no, it's full of rubbish. It's not going to happen.
Yes.
But strangely enough, I now look at guys with a degree of curiosity.
Okay.
Let me quote Megan. No. Yummy. That's Megan.
Yeah, okay. I have said that to some guys sometimes.
No, I think that's one of the things that I figured out along the way, that there are trans people, as you know, that have come from all sorts of different sort of, if you like, levels of transness, and that whatever happens, whichever direction you go, it's okay. It doesn't matter. And there's not one regular norm. There's not one sort of situation you have to follow. That it's okay if you're confused by these things.
Yeah, and so would you say it's okay for someone to start to say to themselves, okay, I'm going to let myself start to play with my sexuality. Yes, I'll play with my gender. And obviously my gender's changing. Mm-hmm. Let's start to explore sexuality aspects of things.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you figure things out. I mean, we figure out our gender, I mean, maybe over time, maybe sort of, you know, a shorter time, maybe a longer time. The sexuality thing, as we know, is a different situation altogether, but they do intermingle and they are connected. So, of course, everybody should figure these things out in their own time and in their own way.
Oh, definitely agree.
Definitely.
You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. My name is Michelle, joined by my co-host, Migsy.
Yay!
And our guest tonight, Nicola Jane Chase, who's here to talk about her book, Tea in Transition. Now, one of the things we were just talking about off air, Nicola, was in my early years, I used to be a DJ in the local clubs back home in St. Louis. And I was just so, your bits in your book around DJing in places like Abu Dhabi and Egypt. And,
yes,
like, it just, I mean, my brain was just like, holy moly, how does this happen?
That sounds mad. I'm so jealous.
It was fun. It was a long time ago, and you know, it was enjoyable. I was fortunate to be able to go to lots of different countries and different places and work as a club DJ in these places. But the weird thing now is that I have memories from then, and I look at pictures from then, I look at photographs, and I see this person in the photographs, and I think, well, I remember when that was taken. I remember that instance, but I don't quite remember the memory. I don't know that person who was
there. You don't connect so much with that memory.
I don't, but it's weird because I do know, I remember that time, I do remember the instance, but I can't put myself in that picture.
The controlling of the room and the people and the moment, and then you throw that track in and how the room just changes.
Oh, yes, yeah, okay, that's a good thing. That's a really good feeling. But just trying to sort of relate to who I was back then is quite tricky. That I have very fond memories, yes, but that was, you know, that was then and this is now. I suppose.
Because I think a lot of trans people actually see that or actually feel that, because I, even myself, I've looked at old pictures of me and family situations and whatnot. And it's just like, no, that's...
Well, how do you feel? When you see those, how do you feel?
You know, it's actually a really good question, because it's like, I remember the instance.
Yes.
But I look at old pictures of me and it's just like, no, that person's a totally different person as to who I am now. Yes.
We were both discussing this weekend, because I was going through a bunch of old photos and cleaning up some stuff.
You were
going through old photos as well. And you were like, oh, seeing these old photos, and I'm seeing myself walking through the woods and walking around with my ex-wife, all these things. I'm going, I remembered this, but it feels like I'm looking at somebody else's life. It's a strange
thing. I think probably that's the best way of putting it. You're looking at someone else's life. Yes, it is your life, but you're now looking from a third person's perspective.
Well, I never really understood it before. And I used to hear people talk about it, and I'm like, that's crazy. What are you talking about? But then finally going through the photos myself, I'm like, wow, there's a weird disconnect that I'm starting to feel with this.
Yes,
this,
it is. You know. But as well, it's not only that, but I see photographs from earlier on in my transition and from where I am now, and I see quite a few changes then as well. So it's, you know, everything changes. Everything, you know, evolves and develops, and that doesn't stop when, you know, after you transition. I think transition is an ongoing process anyway.
Oh, definitely as well.
Live louder. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. That lovely, nice, balmy 16 degrees outside is nice and hot. Not.
You were expecting some nice heat when you came down, weren't you, Nicola?
Well, do you know, I should say that my friends in New York were saying that I think a couple of days ago, I think it was minus 16.
So we've got 16.
So everything is relative. And they had a wind chill factor as well. So I'm still pretty good with 16 Celsius here.
I there's moments where I sort of miss a bit of the snow, but then I see it and I go, that's nice, you can keep repeat that.
Well, I know. I mean, it was snowing in. We had a big snowstorm in New York about, I suppose, 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And it's one of these things that's beautiful for the first day, but and it falls, and then after that,
you're kind of grumbling about it.
Yeah, because I was overseas recently as well, and I got sort of thrown into a bit of snow as well. It's just like, looks good. Oh my God, it's so damn cold.
Now, speaking of the US, there's something that in your book that really made me think of back home with a conversation I had with a friend of mine. You had an interaction with, I think it was a coworker or a friend or something, and they kind of coming out to them, but they picked up on the fact that you were sort of doing something based on your earrings. You had dual piercings in your earrings.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can you elaborate on that a little
bit? Yeah, of course. And I should just follow up on just what you said before about my mum, and that she now is my biggest supporter.
Okay.
And I'm blessed with that, and she's promoting the book in the UK, which is fabulous.
So we did
come around completely full circle, so I am extremely lucky in that respect. I know a lot of trans people do not have that support. I do, and it really does. It means the world to me. As far as it was a friend of mine. It was one of my friends from school, in fact, from a long time ago, and I was telling him this is when I was still presenting as male, and I was saying, there's something going on. I'm kind of possibly maybe sort of a little bit transgender. And he said, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. I saw you. You know, you pierce your ears. So, I suppose I did too, but I didn't.
Is it when you pierce your ears, that's when, you're on trans? Yeah, yeah.
But I love your comments. Like, what a great, nice earring set, earring collection now.
but that particular friend didn't end well, and he didn't, he couldn't accept who I am. But that's, that's why, it's one of these things that I do accept, that there are some people who you will lose along the way. Some people, that there's friends and friendships that are strengthened, and the bonds do corrupt, do become, better and more substantial. Mm. But then there are people who you will lose along the way. And that's something else that I want to say to, people who are in the stages of coming out as trans or as gay or lesbian or whatever, that, some people will stick with you. There might be some others that don't, but, that's just the way that it is.
The way it was worded, it seemed like he was like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, it was just so calm. And I had a similar, obviously it didn't go that way, but I have a similar thing with one of my friends back home, my best friend growing up. And I remember him saying to me that, I said, look, I'm just the same person. And he goes, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. And I was so upset that he kept saying, oh no, I go, well, I'm the same person. I'm the same person. Yes, but he goes, yes. You're not. You're happier. You're a better person. He goes, I can see it in your smile.
Yeah, I get exactly the same thing as well. I've got a work colleague who knew me before transition, and he's become like a really good friend. And I was talking to him just recently, and he said, yeah, I'm so much a happier person now. Mm. He says, you just beam. And I think that's true for a lot of trans people. I think once you do start to show your true colors, you will do.
Absolutely. But people saying, well, you're the same person. I'm never quite sure how to answer that, because I feel, well, yes, I am. Some of the, the core self is the same.
Values.
But then, yes, right. But a lot of other things have changed, not just the wardrobe, not just the hair, not just the makeup. There's other things that have changed within me as well. So I'm kind of the same person, but then I'm kind of slightly different and maybe evolved definitely a calmer and happier person for sure.
Yeah, it's actually an amazing calming experience, hasn't it?
Well, it was. Mm. I mean, there was a lot of, very weird and confusing things at different stages along the way, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
When I was trying to figure out what the heck was going on.
A lot of confusing and stuff. I believe China had a lot of confusion for you.
Well, I lived in China for 3 years and Hong Kong for 10, 12 years as well. Mm. And at that point, I wasn't feeling, I don't know whether I wasn't feeling comfortable in as being a sort of expat in a different land, or whether I was being drawn to New York, but I was being drawn to another country. And that country was New York, which is a country in itself. And certainly there, the ability to be who you are and be able to express yourself is something that I value greatly.
Okay. Now, life really began for you in New York by the sounds of it.
Well, it did, yes. I mean, that was the time when I could go out, and I did go out as Nikki. This was a new experience, and I remember going out into Manhattan for the first time dressed as a woman, and it was terrifying.
Did you do much now? because I'm trying to pick up, because your story was definitely a little different than mm-hmm. And you didn't talk about feelings of the wrong body from early age or going out cross-dressing very much, but it seemed like when you started going into talking about New York, there was more talking of cross-dressing and things. When you were in the UK or Middle East
didn't
or
happen.
China, you didn't really
happen.
Have that urge or need?
No, there was no urge. There was
but
no need.
But once you're in New York, you started feeling those urges.
There. Yes, I mean, whether I moved to New York in order to be able to express myself, or whether that was just the catalyst that brought something out of me, I don't know, and I never will know, and it doesn't really matter to me. But I know that was the point where I could start expressing myself, and that was when I started to find a true self and true calm, really.
So I was wondering, how's love been for you since you've obviously transitioned?
Oh goodness me, the love life! It's complicated. It is complicated.
Isn't it?
It is.
It's very complicated.
No, it is, because a lot of guys will only pick up on the Y gene, and not you as a complete person. And however we feel as women, it can be misunderstood by the person that we're wanting to be with.
Now, we've talked about how you traveled quite a bit. We're talking globetrotting, mm-hmm. lifestyle, DJ, Egypt, China, Middle East. Do you have a favorite experience from all this?
Oh, goodness me, from all that? There's
even,
too
even,
many.
Even hitting New York, like of all the different places and things you've been.
Yes. Well, I suppose it becomes where you are the most happy and the most calm, and that is in New York. Yes. I mean, all the experiences and all the countries and all the places that I had before were great, but that was also kind of as a different person.
Yeah.
So, being in New York, which is one of the greatest cities in the world, and just to live there, I sometimes come out of the subway, which is kind of grimy, and it's delayed and it breaks down. And I step out onto Fifth Avenue and I think, I'm lucky to be here.
Well, it seemed like you had some amazing experiences that you were going around the world, and it just seemed like you're just kind of plodding along, but amazingly plodding along. But definitely when you relocated to New York, it seemed like that's where the real journey began.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I that was certainly where, I'm not going to say where I found myself, but that's certainly the place where I could explore. And there was the ability to figure out who I am. It sounds very pretentious, but it was. But again, as well, I should say that you imagine New York to be this it is the incredible melting pot. You therefore imagine it is very accepting, but there is still, the prejudice, the bigotry. Mm. You still find that there. It's not negated just because you're in New York. there is still, that nasty stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of trans people who will, have to go through that barrier.
It's quite unfortunate. Look, Nikki, we're basically out of time, unfortunately, but look, thank you so much
for joining us.
We really appreciate it.
You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Unfortunately, as we're getting really rolling into what we're talking about, it comes to the end of the show.
It has.
Now, I want to thank you again, Nicola, for coming in and having a chat with us and telling us about your book.
Thank you.
You can find her book or any details about Nicola at www.tntransition.com, and that's T as in T-E. Hey, the nice little Tetleys.
So we will be back next week, Joy 94.9, 8 o'clock every Tuesday night. We're going to be looking forward to seeing you next week. Don't go far, and we'll see you soon.
Good evening.
Good evening, guys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.